Welcome back to another episode of Talking's Podcast. And I'm your host, Bobby.
And I'm your host, Sir Joseph.
It's a long time.
What is this? 3 years? Two and a half.
Yeah.
2.5 years. Welcome.
Yeah, we got the ambiance going on right now.
Lighting some incense, trying to set the mood. A little bit of some spiritual positivity in our circle right now.
Yeah. It's after 10:30 p.m. and I have a cup of coffee in my hand.
And I have water. Water, Mom. Water. I really do have water. I'm not drinking anything, I promise.
Not yet.
I thought about it, but I'm drinking water. We're staying hydrated.
And caffeinated.
Hell yes, man. Dude, yeah. How do we come back after like 2.5 years of not doing podcasting and coming back? What's so much shizness went down?
We did so many things.
We're not even talking personal. We're talking worldwide, baby. Worldwide. Let's see. Oh my gosh. I don't even know where to start. I don't even know.
Let's do some basic life updates. Yeah. How's everything with you? How's the cleaning business going?
Oh yeah.
This man has started a cleaning business. It's super successful.
Thank you.
He is busy all the time. This is a rare occasion where I even get to see his face. And that mustache.
Oh,
it's beautiful.
Thank you. Yes. Yes, I've been really reluctant on the mustache situation. People love it or people hate it.
I personally love it.
Thank you. I've spent some time on this, clearly. Like, I even shaved a little bit up here in the nostril really pop out the details.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I can see it.
I was going to go for some handlebars, but I was like, you know, it is a bit much, but I don't think it's for me. I'm going for more distinguished, like,
with
gentlemen.
This shirt, you got a whole...
Yeah, I'm...
ambiance going on, I'm telling you. Like,
pretty rare. I'm dressed fancy right now, so I got the button-ups, I got the slacks, I got the shoes.
I didn't even notice the shoes.
You didn't notice? Burgundy red. Look at that.
Is this what you got today at the store?
I did, yeah. Did a little date.
So successful, he's like, you know, I'm going on a date tonight, taking a lady out, I need to buy some new dress clothes.
Your words, not mine.
I'm joking.
No, me and Haley, we are doing like this once a month, like date night thing. And
nice.
I guess one for me, one for her. She'll like pick a new restaurant to go to. I'll pick a new restaurant to go to. And I just wanted to pick up a new outfit, just kind of like go shopping. And
well,
yeah,
good.
Thanks, man. It was. I don't do a whole lot of shopping. I'm a simple, basic guy. You know what I mean? I don't really like to go shopping.
Very often.
Okay, calm down. I'm changing my ways. Calm down.
Yeah. I'm looking a little bit. I'm just kidding.
Hey,
never.
I mean, homeless maybe. Ruggedy? I'll say ruggedy. I'll admit it. I'm not afraid. I wanted the ruggedy look. I'll have it be known to everybody. Since I was 18. I've wanted a beard so bad, and since I was capable of growing a beard, I got the beard, and then I held on to the beard for like 5 years?
It was
something
majestic.
Like that. Thank you.
It was.
Some days I miss it.
Not very many men can grow a beard like that.
Some days I miss it, but we decided to change it up. It's 2025.
There you go.
I'm older, I'm wiser, I'm stronger, I'm better. Do not mess with me. I'm just kidding.
God damn.
But yeah, we did the mustache, man. And I'm doing these like date once a month thing and trying to do something new. You know what I mean? Keep it fresh.
Yeah.
Plus, we want to be fancy. Our waitress was like, you guys look really good. You guys celebrating something? We're like, hell no. We're just doing this for the
life. We're celebrating life.
It's kind of fun to do just like spontaneous things, you know?
Yeah. Keeps, especially with relationships. It just keeps that spark alive.
Of course, man. But thank you for mentioning about the biz. Yes, things are changing. Things are growing and also trimming some fat, I guess you could say. And business, me being really busy, is probably a big reason why we haven't been doing this podcast, at least for the both of us. Both of our schedules have been kind of wonky
The
past couple of years for multiple reasons, but my biggest one is I just wanted to focus more on building the business up a little bit, and it's getting still out of hand. It's like growing up, like this huge fire, and it's getting out of control, but I'm gaining a little bit more control, but it's like a big fire still to like watch and control over, if that makes any sense at all. That's probably the best way I can explain.
That makes sense. It's like one of those things where you're like, you're so in high demand that you don't have as much time, or you don't have enough time to cover everything that's coming your way.
Time and energy. And there's just a lot.
Yeah.
I felt very, very drained. I don't dance as much as I used to. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'll still smoke on the dance floor. I mean, nothing's changed there. That's for sure. But no, I'm just playing. No, I haven't. Yeah, wow. I haven't danced for quite a minute. But I've been working out a lot more, like physically, lifting weights and stuff. Nothing crazy, just some like weight training and gaining mobility and stuff, trying to stay, I don't know, fresh, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to stay active somehow.
I am happy to see that your business is thriving. I mean, like I said earlier, I never see this guy. I'll hit him up every time I'm in town. What are you doing? I'm working. I'm in Park City. I got a job to do. And I'm like, yeah, that's fine. I get it.
Yeah,
so good for you, man.
Thanks, man. Yeah. I mean, I probably see you mostly out of everybody at the crew. So
yeah,
a lot of the crew has not even seen me. So I miss you guys. Love you guys. I hope you're all doing very well. Hope everyone's doing well. And life is very rewarding for everybody. It's been, we all know it's a crazy time. Life's still crazy. So
I know. Everybody's everywhere, scattered all over the country as far as the crew goes.
Yeah.
So. It's hard to get, you know, in touch with, well, not hard to get in touch with people, but hard to get together.
Yeah.
As Tonga mentioned, getting together.
I know. I saw that.
I'm like,
it was
that's
funny.
Random, but I like it.
Yeah. I don't have my messenger like on the notifications, but like sometimes when the numbers get racked up, I'll see it on the app, but I have to like physically go in there and check it myself.
Right.
But yeah, it was nice to see Tonga. His message is so funny. But I'm totally down for it.
Yeah.
Which I, looking back at it, I was confused. Are we doing this Saturday? Are we doing this tomorrow? What's going on?
I don't know. I figured I'd wait until tomorrow.
You guys, we got to take initiative. Someone's got to pull the trigger.
They're not going to hear this until like days after.
This is future reference, man. Pull the trigger.
Yeah. Like make a definitive plan and we'll just, if you can make it, you can make it. If you can't, you can't. I won't be here if it's this weekend. Tomorrow is my last day here before I go back.
Before you go back. So, well, speaking of your going back, you've had some very great success too as well, my friend.
Yeah, it's
changes in the air.
Lots of changes in the air.
Whether you like it or not, it's happening.
Right.
It's happening. Just,
good Lord. Yeah, my life has been.
Can you talk about it? Or is this confidential?
I mean, yeah. There's basically. You mean like as far as my job?
Yeah, as far as your job.
Just to keep it professional, I won't mention like the
industry,
the particular airlines.
Okay.
Because I know like some of these airlines have really strict social media policies and stuff like that. They like to keep things confidential.
Yeah.
But no, I definitely, I've been working for one airline for the last 3 years. And it's treated me really well, you know, like it's been a ride. But I just got a job offer from the airline that I've been wanting for a very long time, which means I'll be able to be based where I live, Salt Lake.
Thank God, man.
Yeah, because
get things, it's hard. Dude, honestly, our schedules were so flipped. It would be like the days that you were gone would be days that would be suitable enough to do it, but you're gone.
Right.
You know what I mean? But then when you get back, that's when like my busiest days, because like, you know, a lot of people, they book out the homes for like the weekend and stuff. But yeah. then when Monday comes, then it's like I gotta clean all of it, you know?
Exactly. So. And I yeah, the way I bid my schedule, like if you're a flight attendant, you know. If you're not a flight attendant, I'll kind of briefly explain it to you. Basically, wherever you're based is where your trips that you work start and end. So right now I'm based in Houston, and that means I have to commute from Salt Lake to Houston to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
And then I work my trip, and then when I'm done working my trip, I commute back home. If you're based where you live, that just takes the whole commuting aspect out of the equation, and you're home a lot more. Because when you're commuting, you have to commute either the day before,
mm-hmm.
or... I mean, if you're lucky, you can commute out the same day, but most of the time you're commuting out the day before. And then a lot of times your trip that you work won't get in early enough for you to commute back home that day. So you got to wait until the next day.
Yeah.
So you're spending your days off, some of your days off commuting back and forth, and it kind of sucks.
Fuck that.
Right. So right now, on average, I get anywhere from like 14 to... 18 days off a month, but because some of those are commuting days, it really averages out to be more like 12 days.
Okay.
If I'm working 18 days, I'm only here for 12 days. Or if I have 18 days off in a row, or not in a row, in the month, I'm only really here for like 12 or 13 of those days. Because okay. some of those days are commuting days.
Yeah.
Anyways. It's a lot.
That's a process, man.
It is a process. But like I said, got a new job offer with the airline that I've been wanting to do, and that they have an actual base in Salt Lake City, so I won't have to commute.
Well, congrats, man.
Thanks.
That's man. Really exciting news.
It's going to be an adventure. It's like 7 weeks of training, meaning I have to leave for 7 weeks. I don't get to come home. I don't get to see anybody. Well, unless somebody comes and visits me.
Yeah.
But I don't get to leave that place for 7 weeks. But it'll be worth it. Better benefits.
Yeah.
Better schedule. Better pay. That's always a number.
All of the above, my friend.
Number one right there. But, yeah, things are good. I'm moving from Houston. I've been living in Houston for the last, 2 years? So now I'm going to be living in Salt Lake. I'm actually, before I got this job offer, put in my transfer from Houston to Vegas. So now if that fell through, the job offer thing, I'd at least be in Vegas and then just straight commute and still live in Salt Lake.
Sure.
So yeah, podcasting will be a lot easier now with all of those things happening. Yeah. And... we got to figure out how we can do this while I'm gone. Because if we don't have downtime,
yeah.
If you don't have downtime while I'm here, then we can do it on my layover or whatever. It doesn't matter. We're just not, you know, what do you call it? We're not good with technology, if you will. It took us, I'm not going to lie, it took us like 25 minutes to figure out how to get this damn microphone to start recording and where we could hear it. But we figured it out. We got it done. So here we are. Life updates.
You think you manifested your job?
Yes.
You think it came true because of your manifestation?
Yeah.
Or was it just luck?
I think manifestation is part of it. And then massive action is like, you know, following through with that manifestation. You can sit here and think, oh, I want $1 million, or I have $1 million. But if you don't do anything to gain that, you're kind of missing it. I think manifestation, like I did a lot of mantras or whatever, like everything works out. Everything is working out for me right now is one of my big ones.
Yeah.
And, you know. I feel like that kind of puts you in the right headspace to start seeing doors. But if you don't walk through those doors,
sure,
you're never going to get it. So why I was saying that, you know, like I had to go through the entire interview process and all this other stuff and go and show up and be professional and all that. Actually, with that job interview, they out of like 40 or 50 people, they only hired three.
Yeah.
One of them. And it's crazy. I don't know. So yeah, I mean, in a way, I do feel like I did manifest it. I'm a big believer in like Bob Proctor and all that fun stuff.
Same dude.
Bob Proctor being like all about that.
Haley and I, we invested like a huge blackboard. It's in our room.
Yeah.
If you didn't know, if like you, Bobby, didn't know me and you went down to my room, you would probably think I'm some crazy psycho.
Why?
It's all manifestations of like...
what you want.
Of what I want and like success and just positive affirmations. Like
That's where it starts. They tell you to write it down.
Yeah.
Like Tesla, you know, Nikola Tesla, he does the 369 thing. It's like...
I have that book.
Yeah.
Key to the Universe.
Yeah.
369. It's pretty interesting.
Kind of one of the things he talks about is write down your what you want, write it down three times or six times. I can't even remember the equation to it, but something like write it down what you want three times and then do that six times daily or something like that for 9 months or 9 days. I can't remember the whole thing.
Revolutionary, I'll tell you that.
It is.
You know, I like that kind of stuff though.
Me too.
I mean, I don't know. Call it cuckoo or what you want, if that's what you think it is. But it feels like it's working out for me.
Yeah, I mean, look, like this man. So before you even started that cleaning business,
yeah.
I read a book called Think and Grow Rich, which really changed my entire perspective on things, and. That
dude, has, you were hyped about it. You were talking about so it all hyped the time, about that
book, dude, because it changed my whole perception on it and like making money and like manifesting things into your life. Because that book has, I think, 13 principles, and if you know, incorporate those 13 principles into your life, you'll be successful, kind of thing. Mm. And you know, and it talks about passive income and multiple sources of income and all this other stuff, anyways. That's why I wanted to start this podcast in the first place. I'm like,
oh, really?
Yeah. It got me hyped to do a podcast. And I was like, you know, even if we don't make money doing this podcast, it's fun.
It's still fun.
It's still fun. I don't care if we make it or not. I just enjoy doing it, you know, and then hearing people's like feedback is awesome too. Or, hey, you know, when are you going to post the next podcast? Like,
I know.
You haven't posted one this week.
Yeah.
It's Thursday. Like, yeah. What are you doing?
Yeah, dude. Oh, so it's hard disappointing people. Like, I'm sorry.
But yeah, like through that book, it made me want to do this podcast, and it made me want to do our YouTube channel, which was crazy. Like,
oh yeah, that's
and right, then
I remember
you, Haley, your girlfriend was like. She owned a cleaning, or not owned one, but she worked for a cleaning
right,
business.
Right, yeah.
And I'm like, why don't you guys just start your own? And you're like teetering on. I'm like, here, read this book.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, like,
no, dude,
I don't think that's what did it, but you took the massive action on doing it.
No, for real. I mean, like, I had those jobs where I guess I was fortunate enough to have, like, earbuds in for, like, my whole damn shift, right? Like, I'm working by myself, so... I guess I was lucky in that regard where I was listening to the audiobook of Think and Grow Rich and I finished it in like 2 days.
Yeah, it's not a very long read. It's actually easy.
Yeah. And that's when I also tapped into a lot of videos of like Bob Proctor's concepts and just advice, affirmations, and
if you don't know who Bob Proctor is, Bob Proctor is
R.I.P. sir.
Yeah, he actually passed away a couple years ago. Rest in peace to Bob Proctor. But he created this entire like, what does he do? He trains people to be.
I guess you could say it's like
life coaches kind of
thing. Yeah, and like law of attraction type stuff. I know he was really big into that one. The what is it called? Paradigm. He always talked about paradigm shifting.
Yeah. And vibration
habits. And
like, all these things, a lot of his philosophies are based off of that book though. Think and Grow Rich.
Yeah.
He literally read that book, like a piece of that book.
Like it was a Bible. Like,
every day. Every day. Every day he would read something out of that book.
Yeah. I don't know. I liked it, so I listened to a bunch of those videos. And I just got to say, like, it's not for everybody. Everyone's different. But I would suggest that, you know, if you were watching something in that regard that made you feel good or better about your life or hope for your future, that's positive. Like, I say, dude, yeah, do more of that. You know, why wouldn't you? You know exactly. What I mean? So I was fortunate enough to have, like, the 8, 9, 10-hour days where I could just listen to music or podcasts or whatever, audiobooks, right? And I remember just watching those videos, and I just felt so, like, hyped, you know? And I got to the point where this is, I'm pretty sure, almost everybody, like, with almost any job that you do, it gets monotonous. Absolutely. It gets monotonous. So, you know, it's like when, or I guess you could say, like, when you're driving home from work and you get home, you're like, how the hell did I make it here? You know what I mean? You're just like, right. You don't even think about it. So I remember just doing my work, but also listening to, like, Bob Proctor's videos and conferences online. And I got so hyped where I felt like I actually believed that I could be successful and I could actually just, I don't know, just start something, right? And my thought process of starting a business was like, I didn't have a mentality of like, I'm at ground zero. Like, there's nothing more I can lose. But like, literally, I thought to myself, I was like, well, what do I have to lose? Like,
right.
I don't really have anything to lose, right? I could just, if I lose my job by leaving my job, then I'll find another job. Like, I'll be okay. You know what I mean? And I'm sorry to go down this route. If I'm going too far,
this is great.
I just think that, you know, if going through life, you need to put yourself in a situation where you can be able to, like, back up and reverse, right? I don't know if you ever played a video game and you messed up so bad in a video game where you, like, you gotta start over because you messed up so bad, where the storyline gets wonky, you know what I mean?
Yep.
Maybe not so much nowadays, because video games nowadays are a little bit more straightforward, but anyway. But yeah, man, I just felt like you just needed to take the shot because I was in a position where I could risk it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I did. It started out slow. You helped me, Bobby. Boosted me financially. And then I've had some downs. There's only been 2 times in the past. How long have I been doing this?
4 or 5 years, right?
It's been 4 years. Like setting up a business license, like legally, right? Doing business for 4 years. And I've almost quit twice. And I'm talking about being so emotionally frustrated where you can't, like, I could not figure out how to express myself, where you feel like you're just like, you're failing, you're crumbling, you're gonna, like, you just wanna cry and just, like, I don't know, crawl in a hole and just die. I've been there twice, but I had to keep thinking to myself that, like, tomorrow's another day, you know what I mean? Like, you just gotta push through that storm. But going back full circle, yeah, I was just able to listen to all those videos and I got so hyped and so energized, and I listened to Think and Grow Rich and it just, like, sparked so many creativity juices in my head where I was coming up with all these concepts and all these ideas, and I got to the point where I was like, Jesus, like, I got too many ideas. I need to chill out. Right? You know what I mean? So, but I think, yeah, you have an idea. If you have a skill, a talent, pick something, stick with it, and just go for it. Like, be the best at that thing as much as you can.
Right.
But variety is a good thing, but it can also be a downfall, because it's like you're wearing too many hats. You know what I mean? I'm talking a lot, so I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. That's kind
of confusing. I'm all over the place.
But no, I think that's really good advice. Like, like you were saying, when you were working at that job before, you had to work 8-10 hour days, mm-hmm. I was in the same position, and I went from listening to music all the time,
yeah,
to listening to podcasts, like, because I hated that place, I hated that job so much, and I felt stuck, and I'm like, God. So I started listening to Bob Proctor. I listened to Think and Grow Rich. There's a bunch of other...
Jake Ducey. Shout out Jake Ducey.
Because Jake Ducey is like one of Bob Proctor's students, actually. Mm-hmm. And he talks about manifesting and like you're totally in control of your life, you know, and you're the one that makes the excuses. If you wake up every day and you think the world's out to get you, you really need to change your mindset because it isn't. You're doing that to yourself. You know, while you do get emotionally drained and you have setbacks, obvious, you know, that's normal. It's how you actually, you know, tackle that situation, tackle that emotionalness. Like you said,
yeah.
It's going to pass. It's going to pass. It's just today. Tomorrow's a new day. It's like, okay, that's a good mindset to have. It doesn't mean that because you're successful, you're not going to have those days.
Yeah.
It's what successful people do to keep persevering and get through those days, which mm-hmm. is crazy. And I challenge you out there, a good piece of advice. Stop listening to music all the time. Put on some...
Yeah.
Put on some different podcasts. Like we're name dropping here. Bob Proctor is really awesome. Jake Ducey is another one. Aaron Dowdy is another one. You've been listening to a lot of crazy podcasts. Books. Think and Grow Rich. Listen to an audiobook.
Yeah. I love the School of Hard Knocks for like entrepreneurship.
Books, right?
Yeah. What's her name? Cody Sanchez. I believe she's pretty interesting. Alex Hormozi. Again, these are mostly like entrepreneur businesses though, but like, cause that's just what I'm into right now. Right. Cause I'm doing it.
Right.
So, I do like the School of Greatness. That's a really good one because that guy, I think his name, I can't remember his last name. It's Lewis, but he talks about one of everything really about masculinity, spirituality, business, you name it. I don't know. So
yeah. Cause it's all about just getting yourself in that state of mind. Mm-hmm. When you listen to these videos, like you're saying, they hype you up. They give you that energy and they spark creativity. So you start thinking about all these things. And like I was saying before, you can think about all these things and like say all these mantras and, you know, different yeah. manifestation techniques. But if you don't take massive action, which is one of those 13 principles in that book, Think and Grow Rich, it's not going to happen. You have to take action on it. You can't just sit back and think positively.
Yeah.
But thinking positively and starting to like do those manifestations, mm-hmm. it rewires your mind to want to take that massive action. It changes your vibration, right? And your paradigm.
Yeah, absolutely.
You shift that paradigm into that successfulness. And that's like going back to what you asked me. Do I feel like I manifested this? Absolutely. Every freaking day for the last 3 or 4 years I was at that job, I would picture myself being a flight attendant because that's what I wanted to do. You know what I mean? I would picture myself having this success, picture myself in a car that I wanted, you know, where I haven't gotten those cars yet. I do it all the time. It's just something. Actually, one of them was a truck. I'm getting it. Actually
have a
truck. It's like, so yeah, these things are happening, but I'm also like not sitting around doing mm-hmm. nothing. I keep repeating myself with that, but it is so important for people to know. But yeah, the challenge that I would give everybody out there is really maybe turn off the music for a little bit if that's all you do at a job and start listening to podcasts that change your mind. Like change your mindset. And for those out there, because I know a lot of people who constantly they'll post on social media or something like, God, you know, this everything keeps happening to me. Like, why can't something good happen to me? Well, what are you doing? Like, stop pointing the finger at everything else and everybody else and point the finger at yourself. Look at yourself. What are you doing? You know?
Yeah. Plus it's like, yeah, taking that accountability, it can be ugly. You don't want to hear it. You don't want to see it. Like, you don't want to admit fault. I understand that. Some people can be too prideful, but I think once you are accepting of accountability of where you're at in life, and yeah, just taking that energy, accepting it, and then trying to change it. Because again, it's like, why would you not want to take control of your life? So quit blaming other people for controlling you when you can control yourself. You can control your mind. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
because those other people that you're looking at are human too.
Yeah.
The ones that are successful, that are rich, or you view in your life that are successful, go and talk to them. How did you get here? You know what I mean?
Dude, that's crazy that you mentioned that. Like, just looking back, like living with you, because I got to like see the ins and outs when I lived with you, right? Because you get up so damn early, dude.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't want to.
I remember that. Well, remember I worked for Pepsi for a minute?
Yeah.
I had to do the same thing, like wake up at like 4:30 in the morning and dude, disgusting. Especially when there's like winter snow where you're like, dude, oh my God. Dude, it's hell. Like you wake up, you feel like shit, and it's cold. You're just like going to a job you just fucking hate, and it's just soul sucking, bro. And just like,
or the worst is when you get in the hot shower and it's cold outside and you just don't want to get out.
Yeah, you know.
You just want to stay in there forever with all the nice hot water.
I remember, this is how I feel like when your life needs dramatic change. If you wake up in the morning and your first word is, fuck. Something needs to change instantaneously. I don't care what you gotta do. Pretend like you're working. Look up other jobs. Start a business. Do something different. Get the hell out of where you're at. Do your best that you can, man. I understand that people got kids and they can't just like leave willy-nilly. I understand that. But oh my God, I implore you to do everything you can to not have that feeling. Because I used to have that feeling. Like, don't get me wrong, like, Pepsi was like a really great job, but I was, I was like 20, 24, 25 or something. And I was making like pretty decent money for that age and at that time. And it was cool because I was like getting paid every Friday, which I was like, I've never had a job like that. I was like, holy hell, I was like, cool. And, but dude, the work was, it was pretty bitter for what I had to do. Cause I had to deal with like liquid, right? Liquid's heavy.
Yeah.
That shit sucked, but it paid pretty well. And the benefits were
good.
Surreal. And, but like, I'm 25, you know what I mean? I'm just like, what the fuck am I doing with my life? Like, I'm not providing for anybody. I'm not, like, I just, it's just me.
Right.
And I remember just like busting my ass there, doing those hours and waking up feeling like that. My first word was fuck. Like, I have to go. Like, I have to do this. You know what I mean? But I don't know. Yeah. I remember I took the opportunity. That's what I did. I worked alone at this job. I went to a bunch of grocery stores as a vendor. And I did the minimal amount of work that I could do for the past, like, week or two. I didn't care if I got fired. I was just like, something's got to change. Something's got to get done. So I might as well just beat them before they like punch me with this, like, you're fired shit. So anyway, I did the minimal amount of work. I took the time and I searched a whole bunch of different jobs. I sent out resumes, just anything, just boom, boom. Even jobs like I wasn't like qualified for. I was just sending that shit. Send it, send it, send it. I don't care. Send it. And yeah, I ended up getting the job that I got for the past like 4 years, and it was a pretty decent job. It was a steady job, and that job paid me pretty well as well for like the past like 4 or 5 years. And then I remember seeing some of the guys there, and it just like freaked me out, spooked me, because I was like, dude, I don't want this to be my future.
Yeah.
They didn't like hate their lives, but they just like were not satisfied, right? They were too complacent, and I don't know, their mentality just wasn't in the best shape. But that's a whole nother road, a whole separate thing that I'm talking about. But yeah, dude, if you hate your job, there's something better there for you, man. Just gotta take that action. You gotta, I say, manifest it.
Right. And like he was, you were mentioning earlier, this type of thing, like entrepreneurship and other things like that, aren't for everybody. There's a lot of people out there that actually like working a 9-to-5, and that they're just fine.
Absolutely.
I commend you for that. That's great. But if you are miserable and you don't want to be, like, I was the same with you. I worked at a place, I'm just going to shout them out because I don't work there anymore, but I worked at a place called PCA. Right? And it was like prison, man. It was a production facility. I made good money. The benefits were great. But I'm looking around at all these dudes. They're fucking miserable. You know, just like I was. I was miserable.
Yeah.
These people come to work. All they do is work all day. I'm getting up at 4:30 in the morning to work until 6 o'clock at night sometimes.
That's disgusting.
And then only having one day off because they would give me mandatory, whatever you call it, mandatory overtime. Like, I didn't have a choice. Oh, you're working on Saturday. Sorry to do it. And not only are you working Saturday, you're going to work 12 hours. So,
Jesus Lord.
You know, at the time, that was miserable because I'm not a live to work type of person. I'm a work to live type of person, right? Okay. I don't want to trade. Most people, if you work in corporate America, you're trading your time for money, right? Most people are that way. Entrepreneurs go on. They are still trading time for money, but there's hope for them to where the point where they can just hire employees and they don't have to work as much.
Which all the more reason to like do entrepreneurship, start your own business, because it's like, again, you gotta take these sacrifices. If you gotta put yourself in a position where you can do this type of stuff, right? And right. Like you're saying, it's not for everybody, and there's nothing wrong working that 9-to-5, a set schedule. Like, some people need that shit,
right?
And that's totally fine. However, that's just, it's not for me, man. Like, again, like the monotonous of just like doing the same shit daily, like hoping maybe one day I'll be able to get a manager position. That's like not guaranteed. Anyway, whatever. Right. So there's that. Nothing wrong with that. But if you are busting your ass, contributing all your time and energy for somebody else, benefiting somebody else's dream, making them richer.
Right.
Why not fucking put all that work that you're doing to yourself?
Yep. And to add to that, I will say that I am very grateful for that job because it did, produce money for me and, you know, financial stability. If you're going to pursue your dreams or whatever you have in mind from what we're talking about, mm-hmm. don't just go out and quit that job and then just full on pursue that. I've seen too many people do that. And they fail. And then they're back at square one again. And they're miserable. And like they go in their little spiral of like, oh, everything's happening to me. Like, I tried. No. Like, dude, really make sure. Because that job gave me tools, right? I learned a lot from that job. I learned that I didn't like it. I learned that I didn't want to do that job anymore. But it also gave me great work ethic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The ability to work on a team and solo. Like, it gave me the tools I needed to move on from that job. Even though being a flight attendant is completely different. Being a flight attendant requires me to be punctual, right? Mm-hmm. That job made me punctual. Like, if I didn't show up, you know, like, that's kind of where I'm looking at it. There's always a silver lining. Like, I'm not trying to knock on corporate America because it does give you good work ethic. Mm-hmm. In order to pursue your dreams, you have to have good work ethic. If you don't have that and you're lazy,
sure,
your dream is just going to fall through. It's going to fail. But, you know, so I learned a lot from doing all of that. And I'm still a part of corporate America. I'm a flight attendant. But I have a lot more control over my schedule. And I'm happy. Like I said, yeah. I'm happy where I'm at right now. I'm not, you know, it's hectic for sure. But there's also a light at the end of the tunnel that I'm working towards. And that's why it's worth it to me.
Right.
You know, and then doing this podcast, it's just a side thing. It could make money. It could not make money. Either way, I'm good with it. So.
Well, it was still cool though. Cause like, I mean, I don't know the whole ins and outs of like you doing the flight attendant, but I remember you literally starting from ground zero, my friend.
Oh, dude, it was
like,
terrible. So bad.
What did you say? You were eating like muffins like every day for a second.
Freaking top ramen, like, muffins, goddamn cheese trays off the plane.
Yeah, dude.
And because you, with the airline that I started with, actually most airlines, you start out on call. You don't get to pick your schedule. You don't know where you're going. You just know the days that you're supposed to be on call.
Yeah.
And if they call you, great. If they don't call you, you don't make money type thing.
Mm.
So you're just like struggling. You're guaranteed a minimal amount of hours for the month, which is very minimal. But the nice thing with the airline that I'm going to now, I am only on call for 6 days out of the month. The rest of the month, I hold a schedule. So I know I'm going to make money.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then they have all kinds of other incentives that help with making money. So not only is it a better place for me to be for commuting purposes, but it is better financially for me in the long run. So,
well, you put in the work, man. You sacrificed and
right.
You struggled, but dude, you're in a much better place.
Yeah.
It's remarkable. Like, holy shit.
I've come a long way.
A very long. Dude, I'll say, if like, I feel like you were going to be at PCA forever.
So did I.
I literally thought, like, my best friend is just going to hate his entire existence while he's, like, working.
Yep.
For the rest of his life.
Because I'll tell you, I was working 10 to 12 hour days, 6 days a week. That is upwards to 160, 180 hours a month.
Right? That doesn't sound legal, bro.
No, right? So I was fucking miserable. But as a flight attendant, I average anywhere from 85 to 100 hours a month.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is literally, what, 60 to 80 hours less? And so much easier, like as far as physically, because I worked at a production facility. I wore steel-toed boots. It was hot as hell in there. Hotter than the devil's asshole in that building. And in the summertime, it was even worse.
Oh.
Right? And so you're miserable. Not only physically.
Yeah.
Your legs are hurt. And I owned a dance studio too. So I would go do that all day and then teach for 3 or 4 hours at night.
Yeah, so you know all about busting ass.
So yeah, I was in physical tip-top shape, like the best physical shape of my life, but I was sore all the time. I didn't know what it felt like to not be sore, ever. So now it's like, oh, I work. I mean, and don't get me wrong. I work some shitty-ass days, like 12, 14-hour days. But then they're like, oh, you're going to lay over in Miami for 34 hours. And you're like, cool. I'm still getting paid while I lay over because you get that per diem. But I'm also in a different place. That's
okay.
It's February and I'm in Miami. It's like 85 degrees. Where I'm from, Salt Lake City, it's fucking 17. So you're just like, okay, I can handle this.
And yeah, bonus there.
Wow. So, but anyways, yeah. I thought I was going to be stuck for ever there, because you're in a prison.
Yeah, dude.
And you're like, dude, if I quit this job, I gotta start over somewhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Making less money, and it's just like, I can't afford it.
No, for sure.
So
absolutely anyways. No, and with me, I worked at that my last job for like a good 4 years, and when I started the cleaning business with Haley, you know, she was already cleaning during COVID and stuff. And then we started our cleaning business. And then she was the one kind of obviously mainly doing it. And I would just help her out every now and then. I still had my full-time job.
Right.
I had a supervisor job. And I slowly started back, like slowly started backing out over the last year. And then I gave myself an end date. And I said, I'm going to finish out this season for work. and when it hits Thanksgiving, I'm done. So I gave them, I slowly backed out. I told them what was going on. And this is the really cool part. They like really supported me.
That's awesome.
And they allowed me to take less hours, even as a supervisor. Now I got to a point where like I was hitting maybe 20, 23 hours or something. Then they were like, they demoted me. They were like, we love you, but you gotta be here more. And I was like, yeah, but they kept my pay, which was super, super cool.
Oh, wow.
So I got demoted, but they kept my pay. So I was doing that. And then I just, did I feel ready to just like up and leave and quit? Kind of, because I kind of gave myself a little bit, like almost half a year of like an end date gap where I said, I'm going to save this amount of money, do what I can, get new clients so I can help do this, like do the time, sacrifice the money. And then, yeah, you just got to jump, dude. Like,
that's the hardest part.
It is the scariest part. It's the hardest part. Even now, like I'm still, like I've talked to you, Bobby, about it all the time, but I'm still in that, this new change where I'm buying another business and then I'm intertwining it and parlaying things in with my current business. And now I'm taking a leap, a jump, right? And I'm also cutting people. So it's like, it's a lot. It's a lot.
You're a businessman.
I'm a businessman. I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman. Screw Jay-Z, but I'm just kidding.
He's got a lot going on.
He's got a lot going on, too. Who knows what the dealio is with that. We can talk about that in a second. But yeah, I set myself up to a position where I was able to slowly back away and then just go full time into my business and take that sacrifice and that leap. And did it ever feel like I was ready? No, but I did it and here I am, and I'm still not back in my old job. There came one time where I was like, I might have to go crawling back to my old job. And I had the envision of just like being very humiliated, just like that fear of like, oh, he's a failure. You know what I mean?
Told you it wouldn't work.
Yeah, but like, I know nobody at that job was like gonna think like that. You know what I mean? But I just didn't want to. It was for myself. I didn't want to like let myself down.
Right.
And that's what it felt like when I lost, you know, contracts and jobs and some residential people. But I still like stuck it out. I put in the money, the time. We advertised one time in my business, and that one advertisement for like $500 turned into
thousands.
Like hundreds of thousands. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not like loaded on anybody, but like, I'm just saying, like, my business went from making like $40,000 a year to like $100,000 a year. You know what I mean?
That's crazy. I mean, I know exactly what you mean. It's one of those things, because for the advertising side is what I'm talking about. Because we did the same thing when we owned Element, which is a dance studio that we owned pre-COVID. We're like, dang, how do we get more students? And, you know, somebody was like, oh, do these ads or whatever. It'll send out all these, what is it called? Like a mailer that they send out to like 3,000.
Oh, like a radius thing?
Or something, you know what I mean? Okay. Like in the area. And we were like, oh, dude, I think it was like $700 or $800 to do it.
Yeah, mine was like $500 or $600.
Right, and I'm like, But then we like crunched the numbers. I'm like, even if we only got like 5 or 6 people, it would pay itself back.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sending out like 3,000 or something like that.
Yeah.
So we did that, and same thing. Like, you just double, triple, quadruple what you were making just off of that one thing. But that's a little leap in your business that seems in the moment a big leap.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things, like, you just got to be ready to pull the trigger, you know. And then another thing that they talk about in that book is make a decision fast and change it slow, right?
Say that again.
A decision fast and then change that decision slow, or never change it, right? So you're like, okay, I'm making a decision to do this, Don't back out of it. Just go for it because you've made the decision to do it.
Yes, yes.
There's too many people that go out there and they're like, okay, this is my business model. I'm going to do this. And then they see that it's not working right away, so they just change it because they think something else is going to be more successful. Whereas they just would have persevered and stayed on that same path, it would slowly just build up and be more successful.
Yeah. Have you seen that metaphor, like I guess meme on the internet where it's like has this person like pickaxing in the tunnel and then they like give up, but they were like literally like an inch away from like gold. Diamonds or gold. Yeah. And just like, oh, dude.
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
Just stay on the... Or they stop there and then they start somewhere else.
Yep. Yeah.
There's... Yeah. I've seen like stories like that where there's actual truth. Like somebody was like trying to find gold. Mm-hmm. And they were trying for like years. Digging and digging and digging in the same spot. And then they quit. And they're like, ah, fuck it. You know. We'll go start somewhere else. And then somebody literally came and dug for like a week and then struck all the gold. Like, I was like, damn. So
pissed, dude.
Oh. Damn. But it's the same kind of concept. It's like, make that decision fast on what you're going to do and then pull the trigger and then don't change it for a while. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're going to change it at all. Because chances are, you just need to see it through. Keep that same business plan. You send out flyers if you need to do it or whatever you need to do, but don't change what you're doing. And then, boom, all of a sudden it starts working out for you.
Yeah, man.
It's pretty crazy. Like, I don't own a business right now, but I do have that entrepreneurial mindset where I'm just like, okay, how can we make this successful?
Yeah.
Like, what can I do? Because I also teach dance on the side, you know. We got this podcast going again, which is great. There's just lots of things, especially as a flight attendant. I can drop all of my hours. I can go work somewhere else if I want to, like, and keep my job, which is great. I'm like, what can I do? Because a lot of times I'll be sitting in my hotel room by myself.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck this. I'm bored. What am I going to do? So I'll just pop on a podcast or, like, been looking at affiliate marketing a lot. I'm like, oh, dude, how can I incorporate that with a podcast? Even though I'm not doing it right now, I'm just like always thinking about the next idea, like you're saying.
Yeah.
There's actually somebody gave me this metaphor once where I guess back in Greek and Roman times where they had the Colosseum.
Okay.
And they would release the lions on like fighters. So it'd be like a soldier out there or a prisoner that they captured and they're like, all right, you versus lions. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So that whole thing. Well, one guy brought out a chair as a weapon. And basically he pulled up the chair and stuck all four legs out at the lion.
Mm-hmm.
And he was staring at four different things, right, all at once, and it kind of paralyzed the lion. And the lion just sat there and didn't do anything. Because he was focused on four multiple things. Too many things, essentially. And basically what it's saying is you could have so many ideas and so many different, like, avenues to do these ideas that it will basically paralyze you won't do anything because there's so many choices are almost a bad thing sometimes with that. So it's easier to make a decision without so many options. So if you overthink, you can paralyze yourself. It's like that chair, the four legs on the chair, like so many different, I could do this, I could do that, I could do this, I could do that, you know. It's like, if I sit there and focus on too many things, I won't do anything.
Oh, for sure.
But if I'm like, all right, I'm going to focus on this one thing and really just go for it, that's that making that decision and just choosing that, not this.
Right.
But a lot of people will go, oh, I'm choosing that, but there's all these other things that I could do too. And then they they start spreading themselves thin. This doesn't go anywhere. Or maybe it goes somewhere for a second, then dies off, and then they're like onto this thing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, while I have all this thought process going on in my head, I'm like, okay, what is my main goal here? You know, with this podcast or whatever it is, yes, number one, it's fun. I just love doing it. Two, would I love to make money doing it? Absolutely. So how can I do that? Then I start thinking of all the different things with it. Because that is the goal, right? So, yeah, going back into affiliate marketing and all that stuff. I'm like, I can incorporate this. I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. Whole plan. You'll see it hopefully in the future. There's lots of things coming. We actually talked about doing a YouTube channel where we film ourselves doing this podcast because we got this beautiful sign. And we have not been able to use it yet.
Yeah, that, I'm sorry. That sign, gifted by Haley. Thanks, Haley.
Yeah, shout out to Haley.
That sign has a story background to it, too. Oh, it was, the sign was expensive, and the sign took forever.
Yes.
I can't remember all the details. I have to ask her, like, who that was, that business. What's up?
What does the sign say? Like, what is the sign? Because we never said that.
Apologies, yes. Dude, so the sign, actually, I don't know if you have it, but if you look on the, if you guys have Spotify, I use my Spotify. I don't have like Apple Play or anything. So I thought we had the logo of it on there. I don't know if people are able to see that, but it's actually a neon sign and it says Talk Kings on it. And it's got the crown at the very end.
It's pretty badass.
It's pretty badass. I thought about having the background, like somebody doing some like spray paint on it and stuff. And I don't know, making it more like hip hoppy and, or just even podcasty, whatever.
Right.
Hip hoppy, podcasty.
Hip hoppy.
Yeah. But no, sorry, I just want to finish this thought. Cause it kind of goes back to like, back to manifesting, right? Where at least for me, I write it down so I can see it.
Yep.
And it, again, it's just like choosing a direction and then also trying to figure out like your why, like, and what your goal is, you know what I mean? So the things that I like to do when it comes to like manifesting and just like writing and journaling in general is I'll have basically like a whole paragraph, like a statement of me being like this image of what I am future wise. Like I am a successful business owner with very happy, fulfilled, conscientious workers that provide for clients that generate multiple masses of income. Like just huge paragraphs talking about stuff like that. I have this section where I say I am, and I'll just go down a list of I ams. Like I am healthy. I am happy. I am loved. I am enough. I am intelligent. I am kind. Whatever you can think of, right? Whatever suits you. And then I write things that I'm grateful for. So it's gratitude at the end, right? What are you thankful for today? My bed, my loved ones, my friends.
The littlest things.
The littlest things. Like having the ability to talk to people like on a podcast, like here, like I'm thankful for heat, like I'm thankful for food, you know? So that kind of stuff, at least for me, cause I don't, it's only my experience myself, but like that kind of stuff goes a really, really long way. And
yeah,
it
basically projects gratitude.
Yes.
For all these little wins, because, you know, we focus too much on, like, when something happens to us. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of people tend to go down that spiral.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean that, because you're doing this, that you're not going to have a bad day. We're all human. But if you're majority of the time, that's the thing. It's a pattern, right? If you're majority of the time or talking to yourself like that in positive ways, watch how your life changes.
Very. Like, it's like the Bob Proctor thing, like paradigm. Like, it's changing your paradigm. It's changing your mindset. It's changing your habits. Like, when I first started journaling, oh, man, that's a whole nother story.
Right.
But when I first started journaling, I got, like, so hyped. Like, I had just, like, endorphins, like dopamine, just like go through my brain, and I was just like thinking of all the possibilities. And it kind of goes back to the thing what you were saying, Bobby. It's like, I wish for $1 million, you know, and I was just like sitting on my ass and like nothing was happening. And then after a week, it just kind of like died down. You know what I mean?
Right. You lose that.
Right. So I was kind of, I was like doing it wrong. Right. But I'm not sure if I should tell this story because it's kind of a long story too, but I want to keep it kind of short and sweet. With manifesting, it's definitely a habit. It's like brushing your teeth. You know, when you're a kid, you don't want to brush your damn teeth. You're like, screw that. But your mom makes you brush your teeth. So you got to do it. And then, so you're doing it. And then all of a sudden it's like morning, brush your teeth. Night, you brush your teeth. In the middle, cool, good for you. If you did three times, good for you.
That's some dedication. It's
remarkable.
You got some pearly whites, man.
There you go. But it's like all habit, right? And for me, manifesting and writing that kind of stuff is a very healthy just reminder. And it's also like it gives me like a target. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's how I manifest. I mean, I'm sure there's probably other ways how you can manifest. Mine's more based off of journaling and listening to sound waves.
Right.
Like the, what is it, 40p or something, 40
megahertz, or
something like that,
which you can YouTube all that. Like there's different meditations that you can do for manifestation, and they'll play like this 40 megahertz or 55, I don't even know the megahertz, but they'll play that music behind the,
I say anything that makes you have that feeling like in your heart or in your chest, like have light and like glow. Does that make sense?
Right.
That's probably the best way I can explain it. I try to find music.
Exactly.
Or videos that just like make me feel how I want to feel.
Yeah.
Like all the time.
I do the same thing. Like I'll play that music that gets me hype and
Yeah.
And then what I like to do, cause manifestation and those mantras are all feeling. It's not just saying it like a robot. Feel what you're actually saying. Right. Like feel that.
Envisioning.
Because what I do, what I have, is I have a sheet of paper taped to my mirror with all of my manifestations.
Hot.
You know, and there's not very many right now. Like I only like to, if I do too many, it's just too overwhelming. It's like going back to that chair thing with the lion. Like I'm focusing on way too many things. So what I'll do is, you know, I'll take different things. Like if it's something I really want, that's manifestation. So money thing, like one of mine is, I'm so happy and grateful now that money comes to me increasing quantities through multiple sources.
Mm.
That's it. You know what I mean? And then another one that I say all the time is everything is working out for me right now. But I'll say each one of those three times. I put my hand over my heart. I'm listening, or I've just listened to music, right? Something that's got me hyped for the morning. I put my hand over my heart and I just say it out loud. And I say it in the mirror.
Interesting.
And dude, like the money one, like my girlfriend hates it. I'll say it. Like she doesn't hate me doing the mantra. She'll look at me like, oh, you're going to make money this trip, huh? I'm like, yeah, dude. Watch. It works. Fucking works.
Oh, tell me you got tipped left and right.
Dude. Listen, I'm working this flight and this dude comes on and he's sitting in the front row. I was working in the front of the plane. And we don't, on our airline, we don't have phone chargers.
Okay.
But I literally, just a week prior to this trip, went out to Ross and bought me one of those battery banks, like the chargers.
Right, okay.
Well, I had it with me. And this dude's like, oh, I don't have, do you have a phone charger?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no, we don't, you know, it doesn't come equipped on the plane. And he's like, I'll give you $100 if I can use the phone charger on this plane. I'm like, they don't have a phone charger on this plane. Shit. Like he thought that there was a secret plug somewhere on the plane that he could plug his phone into. And I'm like, we don't. And I said, you know what, though? I do have my portable charger with me. You can use that. He's like, really? That would be awesome. And I'm like, yeah. So I grabbed it out of my bag. I handed it to him. And he's like, here's $100. I'm like, dude, I don't need your $100. Like, I don't need it. And he's like, no, I insist. Like, take it. And he like put it in my hand. And I'm like, are you sure? I'm like, you can have the charger. He's like, I don't need the charger. I just need my phone charged. Take the money. And I'm like, all right. Took the money. He gave me my phone or my portable charger back with an extra cord on it.
Wow.
And I looked at my girlfriend because she was on the trip with me. And I was like, mantras, baby. Mantras. And there was another time. I'll tell you. She wasn't with me this time, but I was working a Cabo turn. Or no, Cancun. One of those places. And this dude came on the plane. He slips me $100 bill and he's like, just take care of us. All right, cool. Serving him drinks, you know what I mean? And he gives me another $100.
Oh shit.
It's like, dude, you guys are such great hosts, you know, like, dude, thank you so much. He's like, I own a boating company. Or I own a fishing charter company.
Okay.
He has like 7 different boats and he goes out, I think it's Cancun or Cabo, one of those places in Mexico, and he just charters people around for deep sea fishing. He gave me like some beer koozies and stuff like that, the whole crew, or drink koozies, yeah. You know, his card. And he's like, hey, what are you doing in August? I'm like, it's my birthday. He's like, come out, I'll take you on a free fishing tour. I never did it. You know, but I have his card and everything like that. But he's like, we'll give you a place to stay. I'll take you fishing. You know, you guys are great.
Damn.
And he slips
sir, calm down.
He slips the freaking other flight attendant I'm with $200. So now we have $200. I'm not doing anything special for this man. I'm just doing my damn job. And then he leaves the plane and hands us both $100 again.
Wow.
I made $300 in tips. Is it the mantra? I don't know.
The quinky dink?
I don't know. But I would like to think that it is. I believe in that. That makes me a believer, which makes the feeling towards that mantra even stronger now.
Sure.
You know, and if you get into the Bob Proctor and like all the vibration stuff, everything is already in existence now. You as a rich person already exist. You're just not vibrating at that level.
Yeah.
And all of these mantras and these videos that we're talking about literally raise your vibration. So it vibrates these things into your life. You get on these different levels of vibrations and all of a sudden things start just happening for you. Things are easy. They're hard, like you're saying. Like, I'm working my ass off.
Yeah.
But just the universe is just now throwing shit at you. Like, here's another client for you. Here's $300.
Yes.
Here's this. Yes. And you're just like, oh my God. And now you're just like,
exactly.
It's like taking a fire hose and turning it on full blast and sticking it out of your mouth. And you're like, swallow as much as you can, you know? And it's just like, do you want to be in that position where it's life is just like crazy like that, where you're successful and just opportunities come? Or do you want to be in the lack side of life where everything's happening to you? Nothing's opening the door. Those manifestations and those videos will get you in that state of mind. So you like to journal. I write it down, but then I say it out loud. That helps me. Everybody's going to be a little bit different. There's not really, once you get in that jive, it's what works for you. And always say your manifestations as if you already have it.
Yeah. Don't say I
am
wish.
Healthy.
Yeah, don't say I wish.
Yeah. Don't say I wish or I want. Because right there is showing the universe that you lack it, right? So, and it's your subconscious that you're trying to rewire with those manifestations or those mantras that you're saying. You're rewiring your subconscious mind because that works kind of almost, I mean, it's unconscious, it's subconscious. So you're not really conscious of what that is. We are too... You know, if you're that type of person where you feel like everything's always happening to you and things are just more negative than they are positive, you have literally wired your subconscious mind.
It's a paradigm.
It's your paradigm. You've literally wired your mind, your subconscious mind, to tell your conscious mind that this is
what it is.
This is what it is. But if you're constantly like you're saying, I am healthy, I am successful, you know, I am grateful, and all these little wins, like you're just, I'm happy I woke up today. I'm grateful for hot water. I'm grateful for this 7-Eleven coffee, you know, that I'm drinking right now.
Hell yeah.
I'm grateful that we have this time to do this podcast.
Yeah.
You're shifting that whole mind state. Your life will change. Even if it's not dramatic, you'll start looking at positive things. Like always, there's always something positive out of something negative. Always. Whether, maybe not in the moment, but like I said, I worked at that shitty-ass job. I hated that job, but it taught me a lot. That's the positive. That's the gratefulness. That job also got me through COVID. I was going to quit that job pre-COVID and just do my studio full-time. I actually was projected to quit PCA in March of 2020, and then that pandemic hit.
Yep.
Well, PCA, if you don't know what that they are, they make packing boxes for Amazon, toilet paper companies like Charmin and
things like that. Everyone took the shitter.
And so
toilet paper missing.
You know, what went up in during COVID? Everybody stayed home and they ordered shit off of Amazon.
Hell yeah.
So we were busy. I worked my ass off during COVID. I was not financially struggling at all during COVID.
Cheers to that, brother.
I am super grateful that I actually didn't quit and kept that job. While I hated it, that was the silver lining.
Mm-hmm.
So, something to think about. I keep coming back to this and harping on it because it's just so fucking true.
Well, it's interesting seeing you show so much gratitude towards that job, but it's like looking back at it 3 years, 4 years, it's like,
when you're in it, dude, you're fucking miserable.
I've never heard you say those words. You're thankful for that job. That's remarkable to me.
It is. It's true. Like something that I hated so much, I still found the positive in it. You know, and that's the thing is I had to put away my emotional hate towards it and go to work every day still because I had bills to pay. My mouth to feed, you know, like I can't just quit and then pursue a dream without any income coming in. That's kind of what I was going back to what I was saying. Don't just quit your job because you have an idea. Do what you did.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to have to work less hours. If I can't do it at this job, I'm going to have to find another job where I can work less hours. So I at least have a little bit of income coming in so I can stay on top of my bills and not drown. And then once I can pull that trigger and take that leap to go into my what I want to do, I can do that. That's the smart way of doing it, you know. And don't get me wrong. There's people that quit their job full on and they jump right into it and they're super successful. It's just not as average or it's not as common for that to happen. So anyways, that's my rant.
You can't enjoy a rainbow without a little rain, baby.
Exactly. And yeah, again, just because you're doing these mantras and you're watching these videos doesn't mean that you can't have a bad day and think negatively sometimes. It's just, what is your pattern?
Yeah. Action's the key, man, for sure.
Yep. What is your pattern? Are you thinking more negatively more often or are you thinking more positively? Do a fact check on yourself. Where's your mind?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I guarantee, like, if you feel like the world is against you, your negative thinking is what's killing you, killing your success. If you're positive thinking, guarantee you're probably going to be happier. Maybe not financially successful, but at least you're going to be happier.
Dude, for real.
What's most people's wishes? If you could have one thing, what would you be? What would you want? Fuck me. To be happy. Like, what does that look like, though? You know what I mean?
Mine's freedom. What does freedom look like?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Financial freedom. Freedom to travel. Freedom to do whatever. You know, like, there are people who aren't financially successful who are happy, you know what I mean? But they figured out how to live that way.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be a piece of shit in the society, you know, like, don't, like, mooch is what I'm saying. Like, figure your shit out, figure a way out, and play the game, dude. You're in the Matrix. You're in the Matrix. Unplug from the Matrix, because I know a lot of hippies out there who are like, I'm just going to smoke weed and live off the land, but know nothing about farming.
Hell yeah.
So now they're pulling out credit cards and going into debt, and like, you're just, you know, you're not doing yourself a favor that way. But then there's other people like, I'm going to be a hippie, and they go out to another country and they become this like person who goes and builds schools, and like they're just super successful. They're always out and about. They figured out a way. You know, everybody's different.
Everyone's different, man. Everyone's life looks different.
So you just got to figure out your what you want. And maybe that is, I want to wake up every day at 6 o'clock in the morning and go to this job. Or maybe it's not. I guarantee it's probably not that. Most of you. Just people are too scared to take that jump.
Yeah.
And it is scary, man.
It is scary. Change is hard. Change is uncomfortable. Change is scary.
It is. But, you know, like, like I said before, I'm in corporate America still, but I enjoy what I do. If you're going to be in corporate America, enjoy what you do most of the time. Don't freaking do that. Get up. Alarm goes off. Fuck. That sucks. I was there, man.
Dude.
Life. It's snowing outside.
You're exhausted.
I'm cold.
Especially when you start feeling sick, you know, you like wake up and your eyes are all crusty and they like your throat's all dry and you're like, it's the worst, man.
And you know it's gonna be busy.
It's gonna be busy.
Like, it's just, oh, dude, miserable. Miserable shit,
dude. And it just gets harder when you're older, dude. It just gets harder. It's like, oh, fuck, no.
Yeah.
Can't do this anymore.
It's true.
Oh my god.
But anyways that was a lot of
manifesting.
That's funny we went that direction, because we've both been gone for a very long time. Well, away from this podcast, it's been a couple years, but we're both on that same wavelength, like, dude, let's just naturally go there. And it's just interesting.
It's just what I like. You know what I mean? And it's kind of like what you're saying, like, is it like truth? Does it really work? I think you as the individual, the person, I think your mind is powerful enough to think whatever you believe will work. So that means if your life is shit, you believe your life's shit. If you believe your life is great, chances are things will change and maybe it will be great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I would rather, call me delusional, call me crazy, I don't know, but I would rather try carrying a more positive mindset even when my life is like really negative, you know, like I don't want to hold on to the negative and
right.
Kind of full circle moment, but it's like blaming others. But
I used to do that too. I used to be like, dude.
Well, I think it's like the easiest thing to do is to just blame others.
Oh, it's so easy. And it's so easy to spiral. I still find myself sometimes doing that. Damn, dude, like, this sucks. Nothing's ever easy. And
for real.
Dude. Yada, yada, yada. And then I'm like, I get through it. You know what I mean? I'm like, okay, I can go back to being positive. I had to have a meltdown real quick. Now I'm back.
Even when, like, an employee messes up, I always think, like, fuck, like, that's my fault. You know what I mean? Like, you did the action, but I probably could have told you, hey, be careful with this item, don't touch this, like, be sure to do this. I could have elaborated more, and I didn't do it, you know? Like, it's on me.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
That's me. Like, for my job right now, commuting can be a nightmare. Meaning, I when I go back and forth from here to Houston... Currently, I have to take
you know, an airplane obviously there, but if the airplane doesn't have enough seats on it, then I'm fucked. I can't get to work, you know what I mean? So it's like, there's some times where I'm looking and I'm like, all right, the direct flight from here to Houston is full, all of them. All right, let's go through Vegas. Well, from Vegas to Houston, it's open, but from Salt Lake to Vegas, it's not.
Oh boy.
Like, damn it, you know, like, and then I'll try LA, and then I'll try Denver, like all the surrounding places. Yeah. And some days, it's just every single solitary flight is full. It won't be full from one place to the other, but the connecting flight will be. And you're just like, God damn it. Like, nothing is working out for me right now. And then, you know, I'll just kind of let go of hope. Like, just like...
It is what it
well,
is.
Well, it is what it is. If this doesn't work... then I guess I'm not going to work, which sucks because you don't get paid if you don't go to work. But it always ends up like once I do that and let go, all of a sudden something opens up. Like there was one time, dude, I was like, shit, dude, all the flights in the morning look like shit. So I'm trying to commute out the night before.
Yeah.
And I look at the loads on one airline going to Vegas and there's like three open and nobody listed. I get to the airport, it's oversold by five, and I'm like, fuck. So then I'm like, all right, on my laptop, literally like trying to search for another route to try to get to Houston, and it's 10 o'clock at night, and I literally like look over, like I just sat there. I remember just like sitting there staring into nothingness, like I'm just overwhelmed. I checked through Denver, LA, Austin, Texas, Dallas, Texas, all this shit. Nothing is good. And I look over to the right and they're literally boarding a plane to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. As I'm like just phasing out. And I'm like, fuck, let me see what Fort Lauderdale to Houston looks like. I mean, that is across the goddamn country. Mm. That sucks. And it's a red eye. And I'm like, let's see what Fort Lauderdale to Houston looks like. 60 open seats. I walk over to that gate. I'm like, can I list on this flight? Is it open? It's pretty open. We'll give you we'll give you your whole row so you can just sleep.
Nice.
Got a whole row. Yeah, I flew across the goddamn country, but I got there. I had to wait only an hour and a half for my flight to Houston, which that's only like a 2-hour flight. It's not a big deal. The one across the country sucked, but that one wasn't that big of a deal. And I got into Houston like at 11 a.m., but I made it.
Yeah.
And that was after I gave up hope. And yes, it was an extreme measure, but I still freaking took it. That's that massive action. It's like, all right, well, that's my option. It sucks, but I made it happen. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And I think that's some days is like that.
Some days it is like that, yeah.
And it really fucking sucks. And you feel like the world is against you. And I have to, like, go, okay, I got to let go because if I can't make it to work. Just can't make it to work. What's the worst that can happen? I don't get paid. Mm-hmm. Well, then I have to make something else up, figure it out, whatever. But it happened. So here we are. Classic example.
Here we are.
Hell so, yeah, man. Yeah, I don't know. You wanna cut this off?
What time are we at? What's the time?
Hour and 23 minutes right now.
It's not bad for a first podcast-y.
Do you want to talk about anything else? I mean, there is so many things going on in the world right now. We could talk a whole nother hour and a half on all of these different things. But, yeah.
Yeah, dude. It's been getting a lot warmer here. I've been thinking about doing a podcast like outside or something.
Oh, dude, I can't wait.
I think it'd be really cool. We could just do it on the patio out there. Even, it might be a stretch. Is that a joint, Bobby?
It's a cigar.
I'm just kidding.
Can't smoke a joint.
It's a cigar.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry. The way you pulled it out of your ass.
I brought this just in case. I was like, you know, It's a little cigar. It does kind of look
like a joint. You know what's funny? I was cleaning out my closet and I found two Groovy Blues that size too. And I was oh shit, I got some freaking cigars.
All right.
I got super, super excited. But no, yeah, I'm down. We should do this again. Podcast outside. I was thinking about today, you know, this morning. I had other plans that got in the way a little bit because I forgot a few things. And then. But then the wind too, you know,
it's so bad outside right now.
Yeah, it's feels like there's a storm coming or some shit. I don't know. But
I walked out the door and almost blew away. Right? Like, where the hell did all this wind come from?
I don't know. But no, outside podcasts, I think would be a really cool thing. And yeah, if we can get some of you audience's opinions on it when that happens, if you guys like that or not, I don't know. Maybe the outside birds might be annoying or something.
I think it's awesome.
I think it'd be awesome too. Honestly,
the crickets in the background.
Yeah, I thought about doing like fire pits. Like, we have a fire pit. We can do like a fire or something. But I don't know if that would be too weird or
like on the mic.
Yeah, I don't know.
We gotta figure out how to drown out that background noise. I know there's a way.
Oh yeah, I'm sure there's a way, but
I'm just not that. You know.
Well, I think we also have like some devices computers that we bought with these mics, because right now the mics are pretty nude right now, so everything, it picks up everything right now.
It does.
But
that's how we are. Raw, you know?
That's like how we are. I just want to do it. You know what I mean? I just want to do it.
Yeah. I think it'll be good. We also, you know, if you want to be a guest on the podcast, just hit us up. We have a Instagram page. Right?
Yeah, it's the Talkings Instagram.
Talkings. Yeah.
Literally what it is.
You can hit us up there.
Kings with a Z at the end.
Kings with a Z. If you want to be on it, I mean, you know how to find us. Like, if you know us. I know there's a few people that want to be on the podcast that we have not put on yet.
Yeah.
And I would love to hear from them because, you know. I mean, we're both breakdancers, and there's people from the scene that have reached out, actually, within the last couple of months. Well, maybe 4 or 5 months. It's been a minute. But he reached out, Tanner. I'm just going to throw his name out there. He reached out. He's like, let me be on your podcast. What are you guys doing it?
Talk away, Tanner.
We really need to get this man on the podcast. He feels he has a voice that needs to be heard. Did you know during the Olympics that man was on a billboard? Did you see that shit?
Yeah.
He made it on a billboard. I was like, what the? This guy. He's everywhere.
He's everywhere. Tanner's everywhere.
But, anyways. Well,
yeah, I want to start doing this just a little bit more. And because it's fun. I enjoy talking to you. Obviously, the people who listen to this podcast, I'm sure they like listening to us.
Right. And then, you know, if you don't want to be on it and you have, like, maybe something you want us to talk about.
Yeah, maybe, give us ideas what to talk about. Literally anything.
Like our opinions on certain things, I guess. Which, I mean, we don't want to get too controversial. I mean, I don't think we will, but, you know. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world right now. Like,
Bobby's got a lot to say.
I mean, I don't have a lot to say. I like to play the devil's advocate. Like, okay, you think we're all thinking a certain kind of way or opposite of that, and it's just kind of interesting to put yourself in each other's shoes and think from that perspective. And I don't think a lot of people do that, you know. So,
yeah.
Yeah, there's lots there. I also like, I've always been into astrology, but over the last couple of years, I've really, really, really gotten into it. I actually met, so I listened to this guy. Did I talk about this already on this pod? I feel like I might have. I don't know. Anyways.
Refresher.
Basically, I've been listening to this guy, this podcaster. He's on YouTube, and he goes by Uncle Fernando. If you look him up, it's this like Caribbean guy, and he's like got a drink in his hand, and he's just spitting all kinds of knowledge on astrology. And it's cool because it's not just about the different signs. It's like the history of it. I really enjoy it. It's entertaining. He's kind of got ADHD. And anyways.
Who doesn't? Shit.
So I really like listen to him a lot. And he started a school, an online school for astrologers. And I really thought about doing it, you know. And I'm like, life. Making excuses. Yeah. It goes against everything that we just talked about. But anyways, I couldn't commit, not right now, but it's always been in the back of my head. So I'm rant, like, he lives in Fort Lauderdale, or he was in Fort Lauderdale recording all these videos, and then he made his way to Houston, Texas for one point. Like, he's just all over. He does workshops and stuff like that, and interviews, and that's kind of what his livelihood is. So anyways, I'm in Columbus, Ohio. Or not Columbus, Cleveland. I think it's Cleveland, Ohio. Somewhere in Ohio. And I'm like, it's 4 o'clock in the goddamn morning. I'm tired. It's one of those wake up and say fuck days. Fuck.
Oh, no.
You know, I have to report to my gate at 5 a.m. So I'm at the airport at 4:15 a.m. because I want to get food. The only thing that's open is Dunkin' Donuts, which is fine because Dunkin' Donuts is great. But I'm like waiting in line. I'm talking to my girlfriend because she's there with me. And I look over, dude. And this dude, like, he must have been sleeping on the bench. Like, there's this booth. Like,
outside or inside?
No, this is inside the airport. So, okay. So let me give you a little bit of, like, like what the scene looks like here. There's the Dunkin' Donuts. And then right in front of the Dunkin' Donuts are all these chairs and, like, tables for eating, right? Because it's like a little food court.
Okay.
And there's, like, booths there. Well, this dude is sleeping on a booth. I didn't see him. You can't see him because the booth, the back of the booth is what I'm looking at.
Yeah, and he's laying down.
I'm looking at this booth. It's out of my peripheral because my girlfriend is standing in front of me. And I just see this dude raise up like a zombie, like a person out of the casket. And he's wiping his eyes. And I look past her, I'm like, holy shit, that's Uncle Fernando. And she knows who it is because I make her watch those videos too. And she goes, no. And she turns around. She's like, oh, my God, it is Uncle Fernando. She's like, go say hi. I'm like, I'm not going to say hi. That man just woke up from the dead. I'm not going over there. She's like, I'm going to do it. And she walked over to him. And she's like, are you Uncle Fernando? And he's like, yeah.
Uncle Fernando.
You know, and he had his, like, cards with him.
Oh,
like,
shit.
He does tarot and, like, all this other stuff. But anyways, he's like this hippie traveler that knows a shit ton about astrology, but he's got a college education in, like, science, some kind of science. He's a super intelligent dude, needless to say. Anyways, but he looked kind of homeless. So you're always like, interesting. Never judge a book by its cover.
Never judge a book by its cover, bro.
Needless to say, he came over to me because I didn't want to lose my spot in Dunkin' Donuts line because that shit's so fucking long. And he's like, hey, you know, like, shook his hand. I'm like, dude, I listen to your videos all the time. I've been thinking about joining your course. And he's like, you know what? He's like, take my number. He's like, I'll do a free reading for you. He's like, he wanted to do a reading for me right there, but we had to go because we're working. So take my number. I'll give you like a month free of lessons on astrology, and I'll do a reading for you and all this other shit. And then he kind of did a brief little thing. He's like, yeah, your whatever planet is in transit right now, so you're going to kind of go through a hard time for the rest of this year, but after that, things will start to look up for you, and it's been a year.
Sweet.
So he's not lying.
He ain't lying.
But it was really cool to see him, and it was very random. But why I brought that up, I guess, is I've been pursuing him for astrology knowledge and, like, other people who are, you know, far beyond my level in it. And they've been mentoring me, so I've gotten a lot more with that. So I'd love to do podcasts on that You know, and if you're into astrology or into any of this kind of stuff and you're kind of more of an expert on it, we would love to have you on here for some of those episodes. So it's, this podcast is basically for anybody that wants to talk about anything. Because it used to be mainly we'd bring people on who are dancers.
Right.
You know, yeah. Or part of the dance scene. Like we had Scratch Mo. We talked about DJing and like all these different things. So understand, like we just talked about all of this manifesting and, you know, entrepreneurship. If you are into that and you have a lot of knowledge and you want to share your story, yeah, we'd love to have you. Because, man, talking to different people from all walks of life is just really eye-opening. So, I don't know. I just went on a tangent.
Huh? Well said, man. So, but yeah, we should try to get together more often to do this. And I don't know. I just like it more in person. Sometimes that's never the case, but...
Right.
It just sucks when I have to talk to a phone.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of like... Bleh.
Yeah.
But...
I actually have a whole ass podcast on here with Esteban.
Through the phone?
No. We actually... He lived in Vegas at the time I was based there when I first got this job. And he was actually doing Uber Eats. And he picked me up. And we just, I cruised around with him while he did his Uber Eats, and I interviewed him. I basically did a podcast, a whole podcast I never posted.
Wow.
I still have that shit saved.
While he's working?
While he's working. And he talked about in that podcast, like, making it as a dancer. Oh. And, because he moved to Vegas, and he actually got on the MJ1 show at Mandalay Bay. Anyways... He was a dancer for one of those shows, and he was pretty successful, and he just talks about that whole journey, which is actually really cool. I need to post it. Sorry, Esteban. Actually, should probably hit him up. You okay if I post this? Before I do it. But, so we have this episode, and we have another episode I have not posted yet.
Hell yeah.
Bro. I can be consistent for at least 2 weeks.
Hell yeah. And we can take our own advice. Let's go. That's how it is around here, you know what I mean?
ADHD, baby. Let's go.
Hyperbole. Okay. All right, we should end this.
Let's end this shit, because it's never going to end if we don't.
It's never going to end, yeah.
Anyways, thank you again for joining us. I mean, it's been a long time coming. We've talked about this for months. It's just been timing, like we said. Thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for the support.
Thanks for the support. Again, if you want to reach out, you have any ideas for us, talkings. What is the Instagram page? Do you even remember what it is? It's been so
long. It has been so long. Give me like 10 seconds.
So yeah.
If
you need... If you need... well, I guess you're not doing that anymore. I was going to do a plug for your business, but you kind of... If you need your business cleaned, just
do it next time.
Just fucking.
It's talk_kings is what it is. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. It's talk_kings.
On Instagram.
On the Instagram. It's just our billboard, whatever you want to call it, or the neon sign, Joseph Bobby. Hit me up there. That's probably the best way to contact us right now. Yeah, just let us know what you would like for us to talk about future-wise. Tips, whatever, suggestions,
all the things.
Really want to do the outside thing. Yeah. So once we test that, if that was like a successful thing, we'd love to do more of it. If not, I don't know, I guess we'll come back inside.
Right. Anyways, yeah, I mean, thanks again for listening. You know, as we brush the dust off, clear all the rust away, you know, things will get probably a lot more entertaining. It is freaking 12:27 a.m. and I'm still drinking this damn coffee. I'm not going to bed tonight. I gotta be up at like 6 o'clock in the morning. I have to take my kids to school.
Oh God, let's end it.
Holler.
Peace out, ladies and gentlemen. Peace out.
Peace out.